This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The death toll from Tuesday's earthquake in Albania continues to rise. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has this detail.
The Albanian Defense Ministry says the death toll from Tuesday's earthquake keeps rising and some 650 people are declared injured. Rescuers are still digging through rubble in search of survivors. The quake, with a magnitude of 6.4, brought down several apartment blocks in the city of Durres and a town close to the epicenter. There, residents slept in tents and cars and at a soccer stadium as powerful aftershocks from the earthquake continued. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The New York-based group Human Rights Watch says it has damning evidence that shows Turkish-backed Syrian National Army militia members are engaged in summary executions, pillaging, seizure of properties, and prevention of people returning to their homes. Human Rights Watch cites evidence that the SNA executed prisoners, seized the homes of local Kurds, and engaged in indiscriminate shelling of civilians. It also says social media postings of videos put up by the militia appear to show the execution of women prisoners. Last month, Turkish forces and the SNA launched an offensive in northeastern Syria against Syrian Democratic Forces, which are made up mainly of the Kurdish militia, the YPG. Turkey considers the YPG terrorists, but the militia was a crucial ally of Washington's military effort against the Islamic State. Ankara has vehemently denied any intention that it's seeking demographic changes in Syria, but the latest findings by Human Rights Watch can only add to questions over Turkey's plans. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador on Wednesday rejected what he called interventionism after U.S. President Donald Trump said he was working to designate the Latin American country's drug cartels as terrorist organizations. Gavino Garay reports.
López Obrador said Mexico would take up the issue after the U.S. Thanksgiving holiday on Thursday and that he had asked his foreign minister to lead the talks. President Trump floated the idea in a radio interview with conservative personality Bill O'Reilly on Tuesday. A growing chorus of conservative voices in the United States has called for Mexican cartels to be classified as terrorist groups after the killing of 9 Americans with dual Mexican nationality in Mexico earlier this month. But Mexico fears such a designation could, under U.S. law, enable the United States to act directly against the threat if it so chose. Trump had offered in a tweet after the massacre of the Americans to help Mexico wage a, quote, war on the drug cartels. An offer, Trump says, Mexico declined.
That's Reuters' Gavino Garay. A Bangladeshi court sentenced 7 members of an Islamist group to death on Wednesday for plotting a 2016 attack which killed 22 people. Reuters' David Doyle has details.
The 7 men convicted on Wednesday were accused of involvement in plotting the attack. They belong to Jamaat al-Mujahideen Bangladesh, a group that seeks to establish Sharia rule in the predominantly Muslim country. One of those on trial was acquitted, and a defense lawyer said the 7 convicted men would appeal. The 2016 attack shocked the nation of 160 million and unnerved businesses, including the vital garment export sector and foreign investors. Under Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina, Bangladesh has cracked down on militant groups in a bid to preserve its image as a moderate Muslim nation. Following the cafe siege, police raided hideouts, killing dozens of militants suspected of involvement and arresting hundreds more.
Reuters' David Doyle. The U.S. government reported moderate economic growth over the third quarter. AP's Ed Donahue has details.
The 2.1% annual rate increase in the gross domestic product between July and September exceeds the government's initial estimate and is fueled by consumer spending and defies a global economic slowdown and threats of a trade war with China. The economy started the year with a strong 3.1 GDP rate, but the momentum is slipping. Many analysts worry growth is slipping in the current October to December quarter to a 1.4 annual rate or less as business investment weakens further. But the experts aren't worried in part because of optimism. A trade deal will be reached soon with China. Ed Donahue, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.